Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Billy Andrew.
And me, Sam Morris. Danny Beard is away this week.
Yeah, she's getting liposuction, but not to worry. Well, might not be. Sorry, we don't know what Danny's doing. I just said liposuction.
Danny's going to come back and we're going to find out what's happened.
Danny's going to look like human Ken doll when he comes back.
Big reveal.
Yes. this is our Sloppy Seconds extra weekly release. That's all about you, the listener. Do you want to do the let's get in touch? You don't normally do it.
Where we at? Yeah, you get really excited. So look, if you want to get in touch and share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, funny stories, anything, camp, crazy, cuckoo, you can get in touch.
Yes, you can.
By emailing us, that's at letters@gossipgazepod.com. You can DM us on Insta. That's normally quite a successful method. That's at gossipgazepod. And you can even text note us on WhatsApp.
Yeah, you can.
You can even send your voice notes on there as well. We like voice notes.
I just want to interject there. I know I've said it a few times, but WhatsApp is the better method because I'm connected to the DMs and it pisses me off when I have to then copy and paste it and put it into another chat. So if you are listening, please do it on WhatsApp just because every time. I don't like a spoiler and I like to read the message. Do you know what I mean? Like on the script that we get from the producers.
And I can't explain why, but for some reason, every time Billy copies and pastes a message from Instagram into WhatsApp, it does feel passive aggressive.
Does it?
In a way of like, oh, I didn't want this.
Oh, sorry. That is not the energy that I'm trying to give. It's that this is the content chat and this is content.
It feels like you're going, oh, another listener messaged me on Instagram.
Right. Well, that's a you problem because it's not coming. I'm not giving off that energy, I'm telling you now.
But WhatsApp, just do it on WhatsApp.
Do it on WhatsApp, you little
bitch.
And
do the voice notes because we can hear you. We get more from you. It's a bit more lively.
Oh, yeah,
you get a bit of a break. Look, just go wild. And if you want to remain anonymous, just say. We're never going to out you. We can even disguise your voice. Billy, give us an example of what a disguised voice would be like.
Oh my God, I'm Billy and I'm from America. Oh no, we can't change your accent.
And also, that just sounds like you normally.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, sorry.
I can't do it. Oh.
Head over to this episode's description to find out more. Billy, how are you, my
mate? I'm fabulous. Do you know what? I've been meaning to say this for a couple of weeks.
Oh.
And I'm going to say it.
Oh.
I'd say at least 50% of the people are going to switch off after I say this.
They probably already have, mate.
Shall I not say
No, go on.
The West End next year are feeding the gays.
Oh. Eat.
No, honestly, Mean Girls the musical.
Oh, camp.
The Devil Wears Prada.
The musical?
Yes, I've got tickets and Elton John wrote the music for it. This is going to be big time.
That is gay.
And Burlesque. You know Burlesque with Cher and... Finally getting a stage production in the West End.
Honestly, people are coming for the pink pound.
The gay gods.
They know that if they want the money, they'd go to the gays.
What they know is there's a cost of living crisis and all the gays have seen the shows. They're not paying again to go watch Wicked. Gays don't do that. We want to see these shows and they know the gays have got money because they don't have kids.
But some
do.
Do you know
go on.
How much money it costs on average to have a kid?
How much?
21 grand a year. So if you don't have a kid, that's like an extra $250,000 you'll have by the 18 years.
We're doing it right.
So that's why people target things to the gays. Because
there
they want your $250,000 in the back pocket.
Absolutely.
Over 18 years.
And, they're getting it. They're getting it from me. I'm going, I booked tickets to all the shows and I can't wait.
Would you rather have a kid or $250,000?
250,000?
Easy. Absolutely easy.
Would you ever have kids in the future, though?
I don't like kids. See, but here's the thing. One thing I will say, I do actually find it a bit of a pet peeve when people are like, how could you not want kids? Or I really do want kids. When in reality, I'm in my 20s. I don't know. My stance will change.
I'm the same. Well, like when I was in my 20s, I was like, definitely don't want kids. I'm too busy like, ooh, ooh, parrying.
Yeah.
But then I met Morgan and he wants kids.
Right.
And then I don't. And then like we spoke about it the other day and then he sort of was like, oh no, I've come to terms with the fact that we won't be having kids because you don't want them. And I was like, and I was thinking in my head, well, that shouldn't be my decision.
Especially because the benefit of being two men is you're not on a body clock the same way that heterosexual relationships might.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more pressure there to be like, I want a kid, I don't want a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, just be chill about it. I think, yeah, I feel like we should stop putting pressure on having a stance of I want a kid, I don't want a kid, because your stance will change, particularly if, you know, we don't have the, we have the luxury of not being on a body clock, essentially. That is a privilege.
I also don't kind of, like, you have to really look after a child.
Oh, and I don't want to do that.
That's what I mean. I'm a bit selfish, and if I don't want to go home because the kid's there, but I have to be there to look after. Like, I know my sister, she loves the kids, but she used to party up in Manchester with me all the time, and she has to go home because she's got kids. Do you know what I mean? It's annoying.
Yeah, I don't want to comment on that because I feel like I'll be dragging your sister.
No, don't drag your sister.
And you're, oh, I love Holly.
I know, she's
love her. I wouldn't drag her.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I've not been up too much, if that's what you're going to ask.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm a chronically online person.
Yeah.
So when you ask what I've been up to, the answer is going to be, I've been thinking a lot about how it's the 2-year anniversary of Jesse Nelson on Jingle Bell Ball. Remember that?
Oh.
Do you
know what?
I think about that all the time.
I had such high hopes. When she left the band, I was like, do you know what? She could make something. She every time she performs, she dances.
I just got so excited to talk about it. I cut you off. Yeah. My Roman Empire is thinking about how Jesse Nelson broke away from Little Mix because she wanted to release more meaningful music.
Yeah.
And then she released Bad Boys.
So shit.
Camp. I used to work at Capital, right? And I left. And it was just a few years before that. You know what? I'm glad I left Capital.
Did the song do well?
No.
She got dropped by a label?
Not. Yeah. But I wish I stayed long enough so that I could have been at Jingle Bell Ball for that moment.
Oh, that would have been fun.
To see that live. That's the one regret I have about leaving sort of like live radio is I did miss out on that moment.
What, the Jingle Bell Ball was your highlight of the year?
No, but I think if I got to see that awful performance live,
yeah.
It was just shortly after. If I got to see What in the Sheets live, I think I would be a different person if I got to see that live.
I feel bad for her because she thought she was living somewhere and it just didn't.
I know. Go girl, give us nothing. That's the other chronically online thing I've been doing this week.
Dua Lipa.
I've been I saw this video analysing.
I saw the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dua Lipa did a performance. Where was it on?
Oh, I think it was something like the Brits or some sort of award show.
It was like that. And it was when New Rules was out. And she just wasn't really dancing, wasn't giving enough effort. And the top rated comment on the YouTube was, go girl, give us nothing. She saw that and was like, do you know what? I'm going to give it.
It made her a better performer, though.
She's amazing now.
And she came back and gave something.
She fucking gives it every day.
But it's exactly the same thing, right? Jesse Nelson and Dua Lipa both did the same thing, where they were trying to give these muted, sassy, like, bitchy, like, I don't want to say the word because then it'll get bleep, but do you know what I mean? Like, serving minimalist performances.
Didn't work.
That don't translate on stage.
No.
And don't translate to, like, these big arenas or these big award shows. They work well on tiny, tiny little TikTok platforms, but it just doesn't work.
No.
And you think you're giving a lot and you're giving nothing, and listen to me commenting on pop girlies that I could never.
Do you know what though, she weren't giving stage presence.
No,
but she is now. I would go see her now. Do you know what, I was like, Julie, but I'm not seeing her, she don't give anything. But now I actually would.
I think I would prefer to have seen Dua Lipa giving nothing on stage.
I think she should do in a new show where for like one performance, like if she does a tour, I'd like to see her not.
The screwdriver hip move.
Yeah, where
she basically stands on the spot and just hips out. I think that's adequate chit-chat.
Well, this is, do you know what? This is the gayest podcast ever. We spoke about the West End and now we talk about pop girlies, but now we're going to talk about the listener.
If none of these are pop girlies, I'm shutting it off.
No problem. Well, do you want to read the first one?
Is this the long one that you're scared to read?
No, it is longer than the second one, which I'm going to read.
Okay. If you're new to the podcast, we have to tactically dish out the letters.
Because I don't like reading.
You don't like reading, but that's fine. Oh, yeah. We're international, Billy.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Columbus, Ohio, in the USA. No pronouns given. We ask for pronouns, and that's just so that we don't assume anyone's gender, we don't make any mistakes.
Yeah.
Apologies if we do end up making any pronouns mistakes, but we haven't had any. This listener has said, "Hi, gossip Gayanas and theys." Gayanas? Mm. Like gay banana. Yeah. I don't know. I was listening to the one with the absurd wooden spoon.
Don't
That's
remember
the podcast
it.
Title.
Yeah, I don't remember it. Abused.
Oh, did I say absurd?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize I said that.
Uh-huh, someone else can't read.
Absurd wooden spoon.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was confused. The abused wooden spoon, the absurd wooden spoon's coming out next week.
Okay.
Sorry, that's me.
Okay, yeah.
I heard the fascinating story of the guy in Berlin and I really identified with it. I am a bit of a bear. Well, actually, a proper bear, but I am a twink on the inside. I identified with their story because I've had the same experience in these spaces where sex is everywhere. I remember this story. I love these spaces because it's so freeing, but I always have this internalized fat phobia that makes me so nervous. I could be overlooked sometimes and it feels like shit. I'm also super picky with partners, so my standards are way too high. Anyway, I wanted to tell this guy and all the gays out there, brush those feelings off. There's always someone for everyone in these spaces. We had a very similar conversation.
Yeah.
Recently, Jack, if you remember.
Yeah, the one who was 19.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, you won't be looked at by everyone unless you're super fit, but you still get some action if you're into it. So get your prep out and suck a massive dick.
Woo!
Again, my mom listens to this podcast. Love y'all and love listening to this fucking amazing podcast. Oh, thank you. That was really nice.
Well, that was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. And
I agree, suck a massive big dick.
So
we're going to go in a little break now. So, yeah, listen to this break. But first, before we go to break.
Listen, gossip gays.
Are you loyal listener, gossip gays? Do you set an alarm on Mondays and Thursdays ready for us to release me?
Oh, lovely onomatopoeia.
Do you laugh out loud whilst on the train or driving to work? Well, why not tell your besties, your fellow queens, your allies all about us? The Gossip Gays, you can spread the love by spreading the podcast.
Ooh.
Share it on WhatsApp now. Where else can you share it? Share it on your Instagram stories.
Instagram stories
a little bit more
on
cool.
Spotify, right? You can share to your story.
I do that.
Yeah, it's good. It annoys me when I listen to a podcast that I can't. And it's
we
on the
sound
podcast
like two
app.
Fucking nanas. You can share it to your story. You don't want to. We sound like fucking.
Just one thing I noticed in the script. You know. Why not tell your besties, fellow queens? Do you reckon anyone's gone up to their local queen and been like, oh, I love your outfit. Do you listen to the Gossip Gays? Do you reckon anyone's gone up to Barb in town and be like, oh, do you listen to Gossip Gays? I got told to recommend it to
you.
No,
they have. This is a true story.
Really?
This is a true story. Sorry, we are going into a break, but let me just tell this story dead quick. So somebody listened to our show and we spoke about Barb a lot on the show. They moved to Manchester. Because we spoke so highly of Barb, went to Cruise 101, became her best friend.
Stop it.
Georgie Porgy, I know you're listening. You moved to Manchester because of our show and became best friends with Barb.
I want to be best friends
We're
with Barb.
We're bringing people together.
Barb is amazing. I do love Barb.
I love Barb as well. But yeah. Barb, sorry, we need to go into a break so we can't talk about you anymore.
Bye, Barb.
Bye, Barb.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze.
Welcome back to part two of the Gossip Gaze Sloppy Seconds.
We've got some dilemmas now.
Some dilemmas. Do you want
to... I feel like we've not done a dilemma in ages.
So... sometimes people just ask us a question that they don't call a dilemma, that really could be called a dilemma. And sometimes people are like, no, this is a dilemma.
This is like a fucking dissertation. How long's this?
Oh, bloody hell.
Oh, you've got to read this one,
okay,
love.
Go on.
Go on.
Go on. This is actually a dissertation.
Yeah.
We got a word count on this. We've done any Harvard referencing. Right. You ready? Strap yourselves in. If you're listening to this at home, get a brew on. Pause. Come back. Get yourself comfy. Right, hi Gossip Gaze. I love the podcast and the advice you give. Can you please help me with my holiday romance situation?
I love a holiday romance.
I don't want to say I'm an expert on this,
oh
but
my God.
I went away on my own a couple of weeks ago. One morning, I was outside the hotel and this fit guy walked past me. I went on Grindr later that day and had a message from the same boy. Turns out we were both on our own in the same hotel. We spoke all day and he invited me back to his room that night, but I didn't go, just because I was tired. The next day, I was at the beach on my own and invited him to join me. He came to the beach and we hit it off. We then spent the next 4 days together, sleeping around in each other's hotel room, chilling by the pool, having dinner together. We even went horse riding and quad biking together. I really liked him and felt like I had my first ever boyfriend. Later that week, I felt his vibe had changed. There wasn't as much affection and conversation was running a bit dry. So I moved my stuff out of his hotel and got ready in my room to give him a bit of space. That evening, we sat in the hotel watching the entertainment playing a drinking game. Then these three French people came and sat on our table. Two girls and one gay boy. Only one of the girls spoke English. The five of us ended up going to gay clubs. We sat down in the club and the boy I was with was showing the French boy his Grindr, not speaking to me in the slightest. I felt like shit at this point because I did like this boy. I was venting to the girl that could speak English and she told me that a friend saw the boy I was with on Grindr, but they were both tops. I don't think the boy I was with knew that beforehand. The two girls went home, so it was just us three gay boys. Gay boy sounded pointed then, but I'm sure
gay
it's
boys,
not.
Oh my God, they're gay.
Right. Do we want, now we're halfway through the letter, do we want just a bit of a break? A bit of a dissection? Oh, any comments so far?
I'm fully, my only one comment is, if you go quad biking on holiday, your holiday insurance doesn't cover you, just so you know.
Oh, I've always thought that's very dangerous.
That's right. My only comment so far.
Chapter 2.
Go on.
So to make the boy I was with jealous, I ended up getting with the French boy.
Right.
Me and the boy I was with ended up having a massive argument and we all called it a night and caught a taxi back. Everybody went back to their hotel rooms. I later messaged the boy I spent the last 4 days with, but he blanked my messages. Then I get a message from the French boy on Instagram and he ends up coming back to my room that night. I then spend the next 2 days on my own. Just before I leave for the airport, I go outside the hotel and see the boy I spent the week with the French boy, so the two tops. I ask the boy I spent the week with for a chat because I didn't want it to end on bad terms. We had a chat and we were just going round in circles. He said he was only showing his Grindr to that boy to make friends, and then he came on holiday to make friends. In my opinion, no one goes on Grindr to make friends. I don't think that was for a friendly chat. So I thought, that's that. A week or so has passed and I've gotten some messages from that boy and we're speaking again, but I don't know how to feel about it. I know we're both wrong in the situation and if anything, I've probably done worse by doing tit for tat. But I've admitted my intentions to him and everything I did wrong. I feel like he's been lying about his intentions. I'm not sure if I'm thinking too deeply into it, but do you think something can be salvaged from this?
This is holiday romance gone awry.
It really is.
Honest to God. But just on the using Grindr for friends, when I go on the ships, I do log on to Grindr just to like go for a drink with somebody or like, like I'm not actively looking for sex when I'm on there. It's just the easiest way to find gay people on the ship who also might just be by themselves.
Yeah.
Instead of walking around being like, hi, anybody gay? Do you want to be my friend? Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Not, like so I do use it for that. Obviously, most of the time people aren't using it for that. But I think when you do go on holiday, there is sort of, and you're in a hotel, like it can be used for different reasons other than shagging.
I do agree that if you're on holiday, I think, and both in a hotel, most likely.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, right? The reason it's complicated, the reason it's controversial is because at the end of the day, you were both single, regardless of how much time you spent together on holiday.
You weren't boyfriends.
At the end of the day, you were both single and you didn't set boundaries.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, you know, if you wanted that boundary of, well, I don't want you chatting to other boys on Grindr, then you needed to have that conversation.
He's only known in 5 minutes.
Well, exactly. That's what I mean. But it's intense to have that conversation because in reality, you're both on holiday. You weren't together. There were no boundaries. So in a way, you do have to be mindful of that. But also, if you don't want him, you know, chatting with people on Grindr when you were kind of a thing, then you have to be mindful of that. There's no right answer here because you weren't in a committed relationship.
The right answer is you were having a little holiday romance. I've had a holiday romance before and I was like, I'm in love. I love him. Oh my God, mom, buy a hat. Mm. The reality is you're never going to see this person again. You just need to remember the holiday for a good time.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to see the person again. It's like when people go on Big Brother and they get in relationships and they come out and they broke up in 5 minutes. Or like Love Island for the Hetties. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not in real life. That's not real. You're on holiday. Do you know what I mean? Nothing's real when you're on holiday.
I feel like I can't comment.
Oh, sorry, Sam. Sorry,
Sam. Look,
Your situation is different because you've met each other again and you've met...
Well, exactly, but...
Mine's gone down. Sorry, I've done something.
Here's the thing, right? So I met someone on the holiday.
Yeah.
And now I've got a confusing relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where... It's very confusing, but the point is...
Holiday romance, yeah. You met them on holiday.
It started very casual.
Yeah.
And at that time, I sort of just accepted the fact... Might be shagging other people, whatever, because it's just a holiday romance. Then we ended up meeting again, and that was great.
Yeah.
But during that time, I still accepted the fact he might be seeing other people, whatever. That's fine. We're in two different countries. You know what? You just have to accept that might be the thing.
But also, I think that is any relationship. When you start to date somebody, how soon into the dating do you say, oh, so are we, like, exclusive? Do you know what I mean? Like, you can still do what you want, even though you've gone on two dates with somebody.
And there's no correct answer to that because everyone's different, but the reality is unless you've got boundaries set, you can't really complain about someone breaking boundaries, even if they are being a bit of a dick. Do you know what I mean?
True.
Even if they're being inconsiderate, that's just them. And if you haven't set that boundary, then they are being inconsiderate, but there wasn't a rule in place to say they shouldn't do that.
And were they doing it to hurt you? Probably not. They just wanted to shag.
Yeah. So honestly,
the advice is, sorry, you're never gonna see him again.
I'd move on. Because regardless of whether or not something is salvageable, that moment of they're on Grindr, I wish they weren't, I don't like that they did that in front of me, I feel disrespected, well, then that's that, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Like, just move on. It's probably easier.
Do you know what I think? I think just get over it. There's plenty more fish in the holiday ocean sea. There you go. That's all I got to say.
And if you want to get in touch and share your confessions or get told to get over it or to move on, Billy, how can people get in touch?
Email us letters@gossipdayspod.com, DM us on Instagram @gossipdayspod, or you can get in touch via WhatsApp, and the number is in this episode's description. Oh. And I did all of that without a script in my hand.
You actually did. That is crazy and cuckoo. don't forget, please leave us a 5-star review. Not interested in anything less. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back on Thursday with this week's main episode with the one and only Danny Beard.
So if you are just tuning in for that, don't worry, it's back on Thursday.
Yeah. You'll get your DB time. You'll get your DB time.
DB? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's DP.
Yeah. We're not offering DP on this.
Well, for the right price, we are, if you want to sponsor us. Right, see you later.
Bye.
The Gossip Case. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.